Welcome to the Women of Marvel podcast, where we assemble to talk all things Marvel and more. This is Judy Stevens, producer.
And this is Sana Amanath, director of content character development.
We'd like to welcome you to our 51st episode, but we have an interview with the new Captain Marvel writing teams.
Yes, but before we dive into that, we wanted to say a special thank you to Kelly Sue DeConnick as she signs off of Captain Marvel, which she's been writing for the last 3 years and change. And it's been such an incredible experience working with Kelly Sue, to have her as a writer on that book, to have her have reimagined Carol Danvers as Captain Marvel, has been something that's very integral and important to our industry, to sort of the Women of Marvel mission. And she will be an honorary Woman of Marvel for life for any of us, and she's been such a champion of Marvel and of comics in general. So we're very, very grateful for all the work that she's done, and I know it's going to be even more. I can't even wait to see what she's got under her sleeve. To Kelly Sue, thank you so much. We will hopefully have an interview with her for like an official sit down. So she can tell us what she really thinks about us. Just going to be all wonderful things.
Maybe she'll say amazing a couple times.
She'll say amazing a couple times, and then she'll be like, Sana, you eat too much. Handle it. So just wanted to make sure that everyone is picking up currently Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps, which Kelly Sue is writing with Kelly Thompson, and her last issue will be issue 4. With that, we are going to bring you the exclusive interview with the new writers of Captain Marvel.
Welcome to the Woman of Marvel podcast, where we assemble to talk all things Marvel and more. This is Judy Stevens, producer.
And this is Sana Amanath, director of content and character development, and currently wearing my editor hat. And I'm very proud to introduce Michelle Fizikas and Tara Butters, who are what's the drummer? Who are the new writers of Captain Marvel? Captain Marvel will be continuing December of 2015, and I'm very, very excited to bring in Michelle and Tara to be our star writers. Welcome, guys! Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
So for those at home listening, you guys might know Tara and Michelle from Agent Carter, who are the showrunners. So we're really excited to be blending the TV world and bringing you guys to the comic world to sort of write this amazing new series with this character that we all love. How did you guys sort of find yourself in this new role?
Well, I actually, this is Michelle speaking, It started with our relationship with Marvel started with our deal at ABC Studios, and we were running a show called Resurrection for them. And when Agent Carter started to be talked about, and they wanted to develop the short into a series, Marvel and ABC came to us, and we'd known people and we sort of traveled in that world a little bit, not in the comic book world, but just in sort of the awesome geeky things world. And so when they came to us and said, hey, we have a Marvel project, we're like, we're in. No matter what it is, we're in. And then, actually, Sana, you could probably speak more to how we got involved, because that sort of happened. We didn't approach Marvel. We were approached by you guys.
Yeah. That was me being very, like, crossing my fingers and closing my eyes, basically. I'm a big fan of Agent Carter. I'm a big fan of you guys and the work that you do. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is having creators that can capture sort of the essence of a character and really elevate them to that next level. And that's sort of, you know, what we're doing with what we wanted to do with Captain Marvel. So with you guys, I thought, you know, if there was an opportunity, if you guys were interested in being able to do sort of the same thing that you did with Agent Carter, do it with Captain Marvel, I thought it would really be sort of the perfect next launch for Captain Marvel. So I sort of reached out to my favorite person, Jeff Loeb. And I was like, Jeff, don't get snarky. Just let me know if you think they'd be interested and just connect me. And Jeff was surprisingly not snarky for once in his life. And he was really excited to do it and connected me with Michelle and Tara, who thankfully were like, yeah, this sounds like a really great idea. And sort of from there, we talked about different story ideas, which I guess we can dive into a little bit in terms of, you know, what the next phase for Captain Marvel is meant to be. I don't know, Tara, Michelle, do you want to sort of... I can give some background in terms of, like, I guess what the larger mission statement is, but do you want to sort of give some sort of sneak peek as to what to expect for Carol in the next, this next series?
Yeah, no, I think we could. I think what was great about signing on is, Sana, you had already had sort of a big picture idea of what you wanted to do with Captain Marvel, and part of that being... sort of clarify what her mission is and what her mission statement is. And I think I like that just as somebody who is not an avid comic book reader, and we sort of apply the same principle to doing Agent Carter. I don't want people who watch Agent Carter to feel like I have to know the Marvel Universe backwards and forwards, and I have to have seen every single Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, and I have to know everything about Captain America and Peggy Carter. I feel like as a viewer and as a reader, if you don't know the history, if you can still enjoy it. If you do know the history, there are things there for you as well, but if you don't know it. So I like sort of, okay, this is sort of defining really what Captain Marvel's sort of mission is. And... Sana came to us and said, what about a space station? And I'm the type of person where if you put a spaceship in space, I will watch your movie or read your book. So I'm like, I love a space station. It wasn't real stringent. It was like, what about Abigail Brand? And so we're like, that's great, too. And then we had sort of... I'm not sure, Sam, I'm not sure how much you want to give away, but we had come up with the idea of a ghost ship. What if they come upon a ship that appears to be empty? It's the people who, the creatures who are on the ship are dead, but there's some reason, it's not a coincidence that it has shown up at Captain Marvel's doorstep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what's so... sort of when we're kind of spitballing about different ideas, what's really exciting about this new storyline is about sort of Captain Marvel's new mission statement, in the sense that she is now on the space station. She's really sort of Earth's first line of defense between, you know, Earth and sort of these new beings or aliens or anything that's sort of coming for or Earth. They're the first people to locate and notice it, to do peace negotiations, to be the sort of diplomat and the soldier at the same time, and trying to sort of better understand what that means for Carol Danvers, you know, both as a herself as a diplomat and a soldier. And I think that's really something that you guys know how to do. You know how to tell a story about a character that is sort of torn between these different aspects of themselves. What is it, I guess, what is it in particular about Carol Danvers that you guys are most excited to write about?
This is Tara speaking. I think it's so much fun to actually write for actually a real superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she has all of this power. She's obviously one of the most powerful superheroes in the Marvel Universe, but she's still a woman, and she still is a leader, and she still is, you know, her friendships and kind of exploring just the human side of her, too. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a lot of, you know, fun to be had with her relationship with Abigail Brand. I just think that it's fun to explore both the human and superhuman side of her.
Well, and we've been talking to, we have a relationship with Marvel Studios through Agent Carter, and we were talking to our friend Eric Carroll over there, who has a really big knowledge of Captain Marvel throughout the years. And what's interesting about her, as opposed to somebody like Captain America, so there's a lot of, you know, superheroes who started out as regular people and then something happens and they become a superhero. And, you know, but Captain America, Steve Rogers, was already started out like really, you know, a good person and a brave person and somebody who wasn't afraid. And then he's given the power to match that personality. What's interesting about Carol Danvers, and you can sort, there's a similarity between her and like Spider-Man, is they didn't really do anything to earn the power. They just sort of got it. Mm-hmm. And they didn't ask for it. And that's what I find interesting about characters like this, where it's not black and white. You know, she's a complex character. She's a hothead, which I really like. And she doesn't always, she makes rash decisions. She's very brave, and she has, you know, she uses her powers, but she's not always making the most thoughtful decisions, which I like.
She has to always deal with the ramifications of her actions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the flaws. I like that ultimately, you know, and I like that she's introspective about it, that she's not, you know, she wonders herself, I'm not Mar-Vell, and why did I deserve this? Why did I get this? So all of that part of her character I just find interesting and cool.
Yeah. That's a really great point, because that's something that is very true to sort of what her journey has been thus far, is about her coming to terms with this power that she's been given and constantly grappling with it and constantly not understanding it and being angry at it. And I think that's what's so exciting for me and on a personal level about what you guys are doing with this character, because now it's time for her to really own the fact that she does have these powers, and now she's sort of a leader now to this next generation. I think it's going to be pretty awesome. We have Chris Anka, actually, who is the artist on the series, who's turning in some very, very cool designs. I don't want to give away too much. I think once we start putting out the announcements and showing off the design work, hopefully we'll be able to do it simultaneously with this podcast, but they're pretty impressive and really kind of building, you know, the sort of space idea that Michelle was talking about. It really, I don't know, it feels very like almost Battlestar to me. Very excited.
I will say, as someone who is learning all of this on the spot right now, just like the listeners at home, all of this sounds incredibly amazing. I wasn't a huge Ms. Marvel fan, but I've like fell in love with Captain Marvel and like this like new identity that she like took on. And obviously, I've put the costume on, I've worn it around, and I think that the way that Carol is and how fans have taken to her and created like the Carol Corps and all this amazing communities is so much part of this identity. And I know that everyone at home is hopefully as excited as I am for this project that the three of you are voyaging on, and I will just read and bug for pictures. I will say that this process for writing a comic is very unique to, you know, to specifically comics. Tara and Michelle, do you sort of have like an idea of like how you're gonna tackle writing a comic book? Because it's very like you have to write like per panels. It's not specifically script writing.
For TV.
It definitely, this is Tara speaking, it definitely is a learning curve, and Sana has been incredibly helpful in helping us kind of learn the steps that you need to do.
It does help that Tara's husband is a pretty prolific comic book writer.
Mark Guggenheim.
Tara's husband, Mark Guggenheim.
Yeah. So he, you know, it definitely is someone to go, hey, wait a minute, what do we do?
there's a lot of similarities between breaking a TV series and breaking a comic book series. We keep calling the issues episodes, like, by accident. Like, but we have a board up, like you would have, you know, like when we are, it's funny, we're sort of in the same position on both Agent Carter, because we're up and running in the Agent Carter writer's room. So the first thing you do on a TV show is you sort of decide, okay, we've got X number of episodes for the season. What are all the sort of tentpole things that happen over the season? And you start sort of big picture and sort of break, okay, 10 episodes. So in this episode, this big thing happens, this big thing happens. And then you get into the more micro breaking. So you break episode one, every single scene that's in episode one. So there's a learning curve, but it's not dissimilar to doing a TV show.
Yeah. And there's also an unlimited special effects budget in the comics medium, so you can get away with a lot more.
Yes.
especially as showrunners, you guys don't have to think about all of those extra costs if you have more explosions than you need to have or something like that.
Or if you want to change a costume. Or,
yeah. It's a lot more.
You want some extra, people in the background. You don't have to pay each one of a different fee.
Yeah, no, there are no budgetary constraints.
Nope. Big space battles. That's all I'm saying. Big space battles. So, there's definitely a lot of excitement and expectation with this character, especially considering the fact that the new status quo really was about 3 years ago, and now suddenly we've got a movie coming out with the Captain Marvel name, with Carol Danvers as Captain Marvel, which is truly a remarkable thing. What is it for you guys that is going to be, I guess, the most exciting thing to be able to write about this character, considering where she's come from and where she's about to go? What is that thing that makes her special in the eyes of Carol Kaur and sort of the eyes of the world, that she's elevated to a point that now she's going to become this big blockbuster character?
Well, I think, in part, I think because there are not a lot of female superhero characters, and certainly in the cinematic universe, there are even fewer. So I think, I think it points to people kind of craving that story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different story. It's a different character. So in part, I think the fans out there who are like, we've got these great male superhero characters. Where's a great female superhero character? And I think this is sort of tailor-made to sort of fill that need. I think that's part of it.
Mm-hmm. I think she can match all of the, male superheroes.
Yeah.
The fact is, plus, I just think that you're going to get a different story with a female character. It allows you to diversify the universe, and I think that everyone's ready for that. And I actually was so excited to see that Marvel Studios had put that on their docket for upcoming movies, because I do think that, the fact of the matter is, Peggy Carter is one of the most fun characters we've ever had the privilege to write about. And she's funny and she's smart and she, has a point of view. And I feel like, you have those same things in Captain Marvel, except for you have this added element that she has powers.
But we even treat Agent Carter like she has superpowers. It's just that her superpower is that people underestimate her.
Yeah.
And regardless of whether or not there are superpowers, I feel like if it starts with a great character, people will be in no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Do you have any last additional questions?
I think that was all my questions. I'm incredibly excited to see this series come to life. It's on sale in December.
Yes.
So we're going to have to hold tight. But hopefully, as we get closer, we'll talk a little bit more about what this is going to be, and then we'll see the new designs, which Sana showed me yesterday, and they look amazing.
Yes. And hopefully we'll have some things to show you guys at the Women of Marvel panel at San Diego, pending approval by the Marvel higher-ups, but that's what our plan is right now. Again, Tara Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for saying yes and agreeing to write this series.
Happy, we're happy to be asked.
But I'm very excited for what's to come. And Carol Core, all you guys out there, just get ready. Show up to the comic shops in December and let us know what you think.
And make sure you guys tune in to Agent Carter Season 2 on ABC, coming soon.
Well, hopefully we'll have more information on that in the next couple of months as well.
Cool.
We want to thank Tara and Michelle for joining us. We will see you guys next week with even more amazing things. We're gearing up for San Diego, so we've got news upcoming. As always, if you guys have any questions, please email us at womenof@marvel.com. We've been getting great emails, and we're going to tackle them in upcoming podcasts, so look for those answers. Also, tweet at us at Marvel, hashtag Woman of Marvel. If you're listening on iTunes, please rate and review. We totally appreciate it. We will check you guys later. This is Marvel, your universe.